Hello, sweetness. This is Arcadia, and I'm so pleased that you decided to join me here today. This session is, well, a little bit unusual. You'll see what I mean in due course. But for right now, just take a moment to prepare yourself and your environment. Make yourself comfortable and do whatever you need to do to be sure that you won't be disturbed for a little while. If you're ready now, we can begin. Now, relax as much as you can. Make yourself really comfortable, but keep your eyes open for me. That's right. And just fix your gaze on a spot near the ceiling. Don't move your head now, just your eyes. That's right, perfect. I want you to keep your gaze locked on that particular spot. Blink whenever you need to, but keep all of your focus right there. It may be that after a while, you might feel like closing your eyes, and that's okay. You can do that whenever you feel that you want to. Right now, though, I'm going to talk to you for a little while, and the things that I say might be strange or maybe unnatural to you, and that's perfectly okay. In fact, each time that you hear me say something at random, I'd like you to acknowledge it, either out loud or just inside your own head. When you hear me say something that doesn't fit the conversation, I'd like you to respond with yes, mistress. And the next time that you hear a confusing statement, respond with thank you, I agree. And I want you to use those two statements, yes, mistress, and thank you, I agree. Alternatively, first one and then the other, then back to the first and then the second again, and just keep doing that until I tell you to stop. You will have to listen carefully, but I will leave space for you to speak, either out loud or just in your own head. Ready to try? Alright then. Just settle down now then, and take a nice deep breath. That's right, lovely. And let it out whenever you're ready. And would you please tell me why you're painting those roses? Good. See, that wasn't too difficult, was it? You're doing just fine. Remember to keep your eyes fixed on that spot by the ceiling now, and I never saw such a house for getting in the way. Wonderful. Well done. And I want you to really feel that agreement. Really get into the spirit of it with as much enthusiasm as you can, because the hurrier I go, the behinder I get. And so you see that as much as you might like to just let go, there is always something in your mind, even when it makes very little sense. And I only wish I had such eyes to be able to see nobody at all, and at such a distance too. Take another deep breath now. That's right. And keep your eyes on that spot by the ceiling. And you might feel your eyes wanting to rest. Close down a little. And not you, you'd be nowhere. Why? You're only a sort of thing in his dream. So you might start to feel more and more relaxed now. Your body sinking heavily down as you set to work to believe everything. You'll tire out the believing muscles of your mind, and then you'll be so weak you won't be able to believe the simplest true things. And you can let your eyes softly and gently close right now, or later if you prefer. That's okay. And feel the weight of your body increasing ever so gently and easily now. Here, you see, it takes all the running you can do to keep in the same place. starting to feel more and more relaxed now. More and more peaceful. So calm and relaxed. And it feels so good to just allow your mind to drift, and nothing would be what it is, because everything would be what it isn't, and contrarywise, what is, it wouldn't be, and what it wouldn't be, it would, you see? And heavy, tired eyes now, and heavy, tired limbs, sinking down, down, deeper, and down, and letting go becomes so easy when you can allow imperial fiddlesticks. And you can find that so relaxing as you just breathe and allow the weight of your body to rest so comfortably supported there, with nothing to worry about in the world, nobody wanting anything, and read the directions, and directly you will be directed in the right direction. Still focusing on that spot, or perhaps your eyes have long since closed and you're just resting nice and calm and relaxed now, because he was looking for a hippopotamus now, as it happened. There wasn't such a thing in the house that morning. And either way, that's all right, because in your mind now, I want you to picture a dark rabbit hole, a large black hole opening into the ground. Can you see it right now? Or maybe you prefer to just think about it, and that's all right. You just do whatever feels natural to you. And Rule 42, all persons more than a mile high to leave the court. In your mind now, take a step up to the edge of the hole. Look down, down, down the rabbit hole, And as you do, take a step into empty space. In another moment, down you go into it, never once considering how in the world you are to get out again. Falling deeper and deeper now, further and further down, and you can let go completely, because it's so easy. Resting quietly and calmly, so open and receptive to my words. That's right. Relaxing and going so deeply into trance, because it feels so good to let go. And as you finally reach the bottom and gently touch the floor after such a long, deep fall, you can just sleep. Drifting and floating in this dark place. No lights around you to show you the way, but it is a quiet place, peaceful. No harm can come to you here, and you can rest, sweetness, and just enjoy having this quiet time for yourself, where the only thing you have to think about is my voice here with you in the dark. The only thing you have to do is nothing at all. There is nothing here, nothing but peace and quiet and calm, and there is nothing to see here but darkness. And nothing to sense but infinite, endless space. It's almost as though you weren't here at all. Almost as though your body had shrunk away into nothing. And you are simply a mind floating in emptiness, in the blackness of space, and all that remains now, the only thing that remains in all of this boundless and peaceful darkness is your thoughts. And how wonderful would it feel to switch off those thoughts entirely, to drain them from your mind and vanish into infinity for a little while, and so you think it, and as you think, so it becomes. And you can find that your mind is draining of all thoughts now, little by little, floating and drifting, peaceful and content. There is no past here, no future, just now, just this endless moment, suspended in nothing. No thoughts, no emotions, blank, calm, contented. There is barely even any awareness of consciousness. What is consciousness but an extension of the brain? And therefore, of the body. And here you hang, suspended in nothingness, empty, blank, disembodied, and therefore mindless, little by little, drop by drop, thought by thought, Your mind fractures, splinters, siphons away your thoughts, emotions, feelings, sensations, blank, calm, empty, mindless, no thoughts, no emotions, no feelings, no sensations. You are void, empty in this vastness of space. In this interminable darkness, within this supertemporal peace, and as you think it, so it becomes. And so it will be. Body disintegrated. Mind vaporized. A collection of half-remembered thoughts. Slowly dissipating, and you are silent. Your mind is silent, without voice to ground your thoughts in reality. They simply cease to exist. You simply cease to exist. Your mind is empty. The very essence of you is undone. Now, just rest here for a little while, easy and peaceful and calm. In a little while, you will wake up feeling wonderful, so refreshed, relaxed, and content. When the music ends, you will wake up gently and easily, as though from a restful sleep, fully restored to your usual self. But for now, just rest. That's right. We'll speak again soon.